Nearly 5 years after the fall of ISIS, the Iraqi city of Mosul is still recovering from that militant group's brutal occupation and the battle to oust it. And as Mosul rebuilds, the change is visible around the city. Colorful murals are popping up on what were once bullet-scarred walls. NPR's Jason Bobian has this report.
After ISIS took control of Mosul in 2014, women weren't allowed to show their faces in public. They had to wear black veils with just slits for their eyes and long black robes. Women could be whipped for violations of the dress code. Now, women's faces are all over the city in bold, colorful portraits. Rusul Ahmed painted two of them.
It's not something wrong when the women show her beauty.
The 20-year-old is standing in front of a 15-foot-tall mural of a woman with jet-black hair and a dramatic swish of eyeshadow. In the portrait, the woman's chin juts up slightly, exuding confidence, maybe even defiance.
When the ISIS come, the women, they cover her body or her face. That's wrong, because the women should live her life.
The mural that Ahmed is standing in front of is on a long wall where ISIS used to post its strict morality rules and the punishments for breaking them. Now the wall is covered in bright portraits. Most are of women, including the celebrated Iraqi architect Zaha Hadid, who passed away in 2016. Under ISIS rule, people in Mosul weren't allowed to have satellite television or listen to Western music. They certainly wouldn't have been permitted to paint a mural featuring Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande.
This is Ariana Grande. The people here love her. And I listen to her because I want to improve my language, and she helped me.
Across the Tigris River, much of the old city of Mosul was flattened by the Iraqi and U.S. bombing campaign to dislodge ISIS in 2017. Some parts of the old city have been reconstructed, but much of it still lies in ruins. Mosques and markets and homes are slowly being rebuilt. But many of the narrow alleyways of the old city are still pockmarked from shrapnel. Munir Majed, with a group called Arts Revolution, started painting murals here 3 years ago, highlighting the city's heritage. Majed points to a painting of a woman looking out a window.
The woman is looking at the symbols of Mosul, the statues, the gates, the things which was destroyed by ISIS. And if you see the wall in the background, those bullet holes, most of these walls, they were exactly the same. That they had bullet holes.
Majed laughs nervously and says he would have been killed if he tried to paint this under ISIS. At a highway overpass in East Mosul, there's an I Heart Mosul mural in orange and red graffiti-style letters. And right next to it are big, colorful paintings of Iraqi women's faces.
It's like a carnival of colors. Like, could it be more symbolic?
Ali Al-Baroudi is a lecturer in the media department at the University of Mosul. He was born and raised in Mosul. He refers to himself as a Mosulographer because he tries to document what's happening in his city. He says the murals are a direct reaction to the dark period of the ISIS occupation.
So Mosulis are, and Mosuli artists in particular, are responding with colors and with the freedom. You see women veiled in black in that period, now you can see free women. On walls and off walls, most importantly.
He says throughout history, Mosul has been a multicolored, multi-ethnic city. And he says ISIS's dark vision for the place was never going to succeed. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mosul.